In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Reverend clergy, venerable religious, dear parishioners, last Sunday we reflected upon our Lord's fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. Very appropriately, that is the gospel for the first Sunday of Lent. As we begin Lent, our 40 days of penance, and we think of him already suffering for our sins. What sins did our Lord have to atone for? None whatsoever. He is infinite purity and holiness himself. So why did he set that example of fasting for us? Well, that would be the answer. To set an example, and he's already atoning for our sins. He who has no sin whatsoever is fasting in reparation for the sins of his creatures. This theme of fasting is actually continued today on the Transfiguration. Because who is appearing with our Lord? Elias and Moses. And then we realize from reading the Old Testament that these two men, these two very holy men, also fasted for 40 days, 40 nights straight. There could be other reasons why they were part of the Transfiguration. But we definitely know that they had themselves done an extraordinary penance. And very fittingly, they are there with Jesus, he who fasted 40 days and 40 nights himself. I was thinking or asking myself, did our Blessed Mother also fast in such a manner? We don't know. It's not recorded in the Bible, certainly, but remember, Our Lady tried to be like her Son in whatever way she could. So it would not be surprising that our Blessed Mother also observed a very rigorous fast, not because she had any sins to atone for. She is as perfect, as we know, as a human being could be. So she is fasting for sinners, atoning for their sins. In the New Testament, I do remember reading how St. Francis of Assisi observed the 40 days of fast. And just before the 40 days were completed, out of humility, he ate some bread. Why? Because he didn't want to take any pride in the fact that he had imitated our Lord to the letter. So that shows the humility and the overall sanctity of St. Francis. So what does this have to do? Well, it's very fitting, of course, this 40 days of fasting as we continue through Lent. But one of the great benefits of fasting for ourselves, besides atoning for our sins and making us stronger against sin in the future, fasting also makes our spiritual vision better. We see the spiritual realities more clearly, not with our human eyes, of course. Those are limited to just physical sensation. But there is an eye of the soul. I think that's what St. Augustine calls it, the eye of the soul, where we see God more clearly. We see spiritual realities more clearly. We see better the evil of sin. You see, that's what self-denial does for us. It makes us see things better spiritually. one of the great benefits of self-denial. So one of the things we see more clearly, and this is why I love having our 40 hours on the second weekend of Lent every year, we see better the reality of the Blessed Sacrament. Who is in that host? This is Almighty God himself, who makes himself small enough to come into that large host in the monstrance, and even smaller in the small host that we will be receiving in Holy Communion. So this is a revitalization of our devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. We human beings get used to even the holiest of things. So how important the 40 hours is every year. And it's church law to have every parish to observe it. And it helps us to rise above that feeling of being used to our Lord here. Yes, he's always living in the tabernacle here, but let's not just get used to that fact. We come to Sunday Mass. We may even assist at weekday Masses. We don't want to just get used to him being here. We want to revitalize, re-energize. And again, with our self-denial during Lent, we see him more clearly. They're in his real presence. We also have this opportunity with Corpus Christi, the celebration of that, a very joyous celebration to revitalize ourselves. So let us thank our Lord above all measure for the gift of himself, the same body that would be broken, well, I shouldn't say broken, but suffered so much and died on the cross. He wants us to receive him. He loves us so much that he literally wants to be the spiritual food of our souls. Let us continue to grow in this devotion to the most Blessed Sacrament. How fittingly we say that. The sacraments are all holy, but this is the Blessed Sacrament, the most holy sacrament of the altar. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.